David Weinberger is surely one of the front-running candidates for Philosopher King of the Blogosphere. He is a philosophy PhD, in fact. He's an elegant prose stylist on matters electronic. He was the co-author of the Clue Train Manifesto in 99. That was the Markets Are Conversations book about the internet transformation of business. His new book is called Small Pieces Loosely Joined, Describing the Web. David Weinberger, guide us through your nation here. I have. Let me just start by saying something a little provocative. I have a sense you're leading the, shall we say, reflation of the internet. After the crash, after the bubble burst, there's a new confidence building, and you're leading it. Is that fair?
Well, except for the "you're leading" part, yeah, I think that it's fair. In a sense, I don't. My bubble never popped. I'm still in my internet bubble. The bubble that popped was a commerce bubble, and it needed to be popped. And in one sense, we're all glad that it popped because we knew it was going to happen. But that focus of intense interest in the internet as a way of reaching markets and of redoing business and cutting costs and being more efficient, that never, from my point of view, was never driving the interest in the internet. And that interest has continued to be driven by the same thing and continues to grow.
How can you tell?
It's a really hard question, but one way of, all you can do is pick a path through it. And one of the paths through it is to say, well, probably judging from what seems to be exciting people, it's something as primitive as connection, as being connected to other people. It's not just that, though. There's something about the nature of the connection. And it seems, because of the nature of the internet, that the connections tend to be full of human voice. So we go on the internet, and now we are able to not only connect with everybody else in the world who has a connection with 700 million people or so and growing pretty dramatically, but we're also able to do this by talking about the things that we care about, not the stuff that's being broadcast to us, and to do so in our own voice, our own way of speaking, to sound like ourselves. And that's become increasingly less available in the modern real world, and suddenly there's this new world where it's the very currency of, and it's the very content, it's the very reality of this new world, is the human voice.
I've had the same experience, and I compare it to the best of talk radio, which I think we were part of, but this sense of hearing the voice literally, but spirit of a free personality, persona that's located, that has an intention, and information, enthusiasm, is a kind of miracle. I was a little surprised yesterday with Eugene Volokh that he kind of tamped down my revolutionary enthusiasm. He said, well, it's, you know, bloggers are basically yesterday's op-ed writers, and the system may be more permeable than it used to be, but he was sort of downplaying the hype. I'm happy to hear you hype it.
It's always possible to downplay any hype and to say that something isn't really all that new, because nothing's really all that new. We're still human beings. We're still talking with one another. On the other hand, if anything can be counted as new and important and in fact, touching human soul, human spirit, then I think you almost have to say that the internet is the leading candidate for that.
Try to nail it down. If the medium is the message, as we've come to believe, and that the architecture of the communication system somehow shapes the content, what is this sensibility that we're noticing in blog space?
The architecture of the web is links. Right? Without links, there's no web. There's just a big pile of paper that doesn't amount to anything, or pile of non-paper that doesn't amount to anything. So at the very base of it, it's about links. Links, when I build a web page, whether it's a web blog or anything else, but if I build a web page for myself, not for my business, I will always put in links. Otherwise, it's just not part of the web. And in doing that, in my weblog, if I say, so-and-so just blogged this, or here's an article that was interesting, and I put in a link, what I'm saying is, you're interested in the same sort of thing as I am, I think, so go away from my page. Just go away. Don't stay with me. Go somewhere else. And that is, I don't want to make too much of that, but that is a little selfless act, a little act of generosity that's foreign to the commercial sites that are on the web that still think about sticky eyeballs. That's their goal, is to create sticky eyeballs, which is the most demeaning way possible of thinking about your customers. Their aim is to keep you on their site because they're trapped in that mentality. The rest of us have learned and have built the web link by link through these little acts of generosity. That's a big, it's a big difference.
What to say about the tone of voice, the politics, the level of language that you confront among blogs?
Well, with so many blogs, it's impossible to generalize about them. It's literally impossible because nobody is ever going to be able to read them all. That won't stop me, however, from generalizing about the ones that I care about and that I think in general have hit the media as what blogging is about. And the tone of voice, first of all, tends to be passionate, which is something that has been stripped out. You know, this 1950s conformity sort of critique, but it still holds. It's been stripped out of American life by a variety of factors. Passion has been stripped out. The web only exists because people cared enough about what they're writing about to do it. I mean, there's somewhere between 20 billion and 500 billion pages on the web. That's a pretty big spread, but there's some huge number of pages. They've been built by people who cared enough, who had some passion. The centering of voice on passion, of understanding that voice is, that's in any sense genuine, is always going to be an expression of passion. It's certainly not unique to the web, by no means unique to the web, but it is an important generalizable characteristic of the web.
Absolutely, and a grazer notices that, holy mackerel, things are jumping in this space, as they're not in the media in general. I want to come back and talk with you some more about media, but let's hold it right there for the general transformation.